A move by the Michigan Lottery has caught retailers by surprise. Big surprise. Earlier this year, the state legislature said no to a budget request from the Michigan Lottery. They were looking for money to launch online and smartphone lottery sales. Store owners who sell lottery tickets figured that was the end of that. Well, it turns out they were wrong. Chris Gouts has been following this story for Crane's Detroit Business, and he joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
So what happened after the legislature stripped that money from the lottery budget?
Well, if you were to ask the Grocers Association or the Associated Food and Petroleum Dealers, they thought pretty much nothing. They had thought that this was a done deal, like you said, and that nothing was going to happen. And then just a few days ago that they found out that that was not the case, that the lottery had been going ahead unbeknownst to them and pushing through with this and received back an RFP and selected someone to start negotiating a contract with to actually do the online lottery.
So it certainly seems as though that ship has sailed.
For now, yeah, it seems to. I mean, I suppose that the legislature could do something in some way if they wanted to. I'm not sure what they could do. But, yeah, it does sound like this is really going forward now.
So how would it work? How would the Michigan Lottery phase in and add these online and smartphone sales?
Well, there's still a lot to be debated and discussed between the lottery and the firm, the Canadian firm that won this Pollard Banknote Limited. They were chosen through the process, but now they'll work on the actual contract language and try to figure out how to do it. But the idea in general is that you would be able to gamble online on your computer or on your smartphone through a series of, I think, about 24 games at the initial outset that the company would create, and it would just be, you know, sort of like you'd play a scratch-off game that you'd buy at the store, but you could play it on your phone.
And I'm suspecting they're looking at maybe getting more people into the habit of playing the lottery.
Yeah, that's really the idea. And in the states that have tried this, there's two other states that have done this. And the idea from the lottery perspective is that what you're going to do is you're going to find all these, 20-somethings or millennials that probably don't play the lottery now, but who live on their smartphones. You know, every day it's in their hands and every hour of every day.
They sleep with their smartphones. Come on.
Absolutely. It's their alarm clock. Yeah. So the idea is that if you can get them to start playing it on their phone, that they would become sort of regular lottery customers. And that line of thinking is sort of a way to try to appease the grocers and the retailers to try to say, look, we're not going to be taking away any of your customers. What we're going to be doing is bringing you a new set of customers. That hasn't really sunk in. I don't know that the retail folks are necessarily buying that line of thinking just yet.
So are the retailers offering up any ways to keep themselves in this process?
Yeah, absolutely. At least on one front, although the lottery is not confirming this, that they worked out supposedly a deal with retailers that they will not offer the daily 3 and daily 4 games, which are by far the most popular game that people come into grocery stores and liquor stores and places like convenience stores to play, that those would those would still be sold in the stores. The other two things that the retailers groups want that the lottery has not signed on to is that if you wanted you'd have to create an account to play any of these lottery games. And so what the retailers want is that you would have to go and purchase or give them the money, and they would apply it to your online account to play. That way they could make sure that you are actually of age, just like they do now. If they would card somebody, if they tried to buy a lottery ticket, they would card you if you bought one of these cards, sort of like you would buy an iTunes gift card, like at CVS. The idea is that you would pick up a card, you know, $25 for Michigan Lottery, and they would check your ID, and then you could go immediately on your phone or go back home and start playing the game.
And if you decided to buy a jumbo Coke Zero and a bag of Fritos, they'd like it even better.
They would definitely like that. That's the biggest drawback that the retailers see to this is that, margins are already so slim in that retail setting, so that if anything that they see is taking away customers that are coming in the door, they're not going to be so keen on. And so, yeah, because they only make on average about a 6% take on any lottery sales or winnings. And so they don't get rich on this. What they get rich on, like you said, is if somebody buys a lottery ticket and then a case of beer or a bottle of pop or a bag of chips. And so if people aren't buying those chips, that's where the problem comes into play.
Now, you'd mentioned Georgia and Illinois have the internet lottery sales. Is it early or too early to figure out if that's having an effect on retailers?
It seems to be too early. I think one of the states, I believe it was Illinois, I think just started last year, and I think the other state, Georgia, has only been around for a year or two. I might have those reversed. So the retail groups haven't really got a good sense for what this has done, but their fear, and it is still leading this, that they're just concerned that this is going to take people out of the store. And so the other thing that they'd like to do to keep people in the store is that, say, you play an online game on your phone and you win $100, how do you get that $100? Does it go immediately back into your account, or does it go onto your debit card, or would you have to go into the retail store and collect it that way? That's what the retailers want, because they want you to purchase the money on your card in the store, and then they want you to collect your winnings in the store. So, but those two things the lottery has not signed on to just yet.
And any idea when we might be able to hop on that smartphone and play the lottery?
The lottery right now is saying that this could come in either the late third quarter or fourth quarter of next year. So basically, by this time next year, you could be playing gambling on your iPhone.
One more thing for people to do to keep their nose stuck in their iPhone and not conversing with the people across the table from them. Chris Gouts, reporter for Crain's Detroit Business. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.